I go there to walk. But a walk in Washington Park for me is really enriched by the collection. It happens very regularly that I'm walking along, and even after 40 years, that I see some tree I've never noted before, and I take the trouble to go over and look at it, see where it's from. There are a lot of trees from Asia and other parts, but quite a few Chinese variants. And that pleases me. That enriches my experience. And so that's the way I use the arboretum function of Washington Park, personally.
Okay.
We also use the park in many ways that are casual. And I started to tell you a story at the beginning. There was a time when we bought an old delivery truck, made it into a camper, and drove it to Central America, and in fact, as far as Bolivia, into South America. And then we came back. And that truck is now our chicken coop. It's in the back there, and the chickens use it to keep out of the cold. But there was a time, one night I got home, I drove into the driveway here, and I looked down at the odometer, and it said 999,000, no, it said 99,999 miles. It had one more mile to turn over 100,000 miles. It was a Friday night. And so Beth and I were talking about it, and we decided that evening that we would call people, invite them for dinner, no, for breakfast in the Arboretum. And it would work as follows. We would back that car out of the driveway, turn up to Boyer, drive down to the boulevard, turn right on the boulevard, drive to where Arboretum Drive comes in. We would turn up Arboretum Drive, and we would drive along Arboretum Drive. Somewhere along Arboretum Drive would be 1 mile from our driveway, and the person who could choose that spot would win a prize. The prize turned out to be a gas pump, which had worn out in Mexico and been replaced in Mexico, but it was mounted on a piece of oak. It was nice. Anyway, and then we would have breakfast, and so that's what we did the next morning.
At that spot.
I think that the breakfast was not necessarily at that spot because we didn't know, and so we took some camp stoves and we did huevos rancheros, and there were probably a dozen or 15 people or something, and we had a breakfast. So that's the way. That's now when I told you this because I told you that earlier this morning I was with a friend and said we were going to have this conversation, and she said, "Well, tell her about the time we had breakfast. That was a great breakfast." Something like that. So that's the breakfast story, and